You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
The user can flag that post. You can find more special interest stories, news, and headlines online at usaheadlinenews.com.
Would you wait several days for your cell phone to fully charge? Would you wait several days to feel the full effect of relief from your nasal congestion? Flonase Allergy Relief Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait several days to feel the full effect? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
The Senate Judiciary Committee is considering the nomination of Loretta Lynch as Attorney General today. Republicans on the panel delayed a vote earlier this month, saying they needed more information from Lynch.
No Attorney General has ever had to wait this long for a vote.
Vermont Democrat Pat Leahy labeled the delay unprecedented. Utah Republican Orrin Hatch said Lynch is well qualified and noted that he will support her confirmation by the full Senate. Lynch is a veteran federal prosecutor from New York. If confirmed, she'll replace outgoing Attorney General Eric Holder, who's had that seat for 6 years. Senator Orrin Hatch of Utah says he will support Lynch's confirmation as Attorney General.
Her record includes a legal career that spans 30 years, including more than 2 decades as a prosecutor, and 2 unanimous confirmations by the Senate. She is well qualified to be Attorney General and does not include anything sufficient to overcome the presumption in favor of confirmation.
Stocks are mixed at the open as investors react to a mixed bag of economic reports. The Dow Jones Industrial Average and S&P 500 were lower after the opening bell. The Nasdaq was slightly higher. At KFC restaurants in Britain, diners will soon be able to get the most out of their coffee by eating the cup. The fast food chain is planning to test an edible coffee cup made from a wafer covered in sugar paper and lined with white chocolate. The new cup will be filled with Seattle's best coffee, a part of Starbucks. On top of being a delicious complement to the coffee, KFC says the cup will help reduce waste. If the edible cups are successful, KFC will consider a limited release in other countries. And that's having your cup and eating it, too. I'm Ron Taylor, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
The news is sponsored by Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc.
Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they'll live tomorrow. Since 1894... Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their own terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. They are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within your reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton, Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you achieve your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. That's 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Ameriprise Financial Services, Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC.
On today's program, I'll be talking about why NASCAR should be ashamed of itself, an update on Girl Scout cookie time, and I'll have the general manager of the Beaverbrook Country Club in to talk about the business side of running a first-class country club and catering facility. All that and more right now on Taking Care of Business.
And I've been taking care of business every day. Taking care of business every way. I've been taking care of business. It's all mine. Taking care of business.
Well, it's a little after noon o'clock, and that can only mean one thing on a Thursday when you hear the song Taking Care of Business. It's time for another episode of Taking Care of Business right here on HuntertonChamberRadio.com. I'm your host, Jim Gano. And before we get going, a quick look at the weather shows that it's currently 24 degrees in Flemington. And today it'll be cloudy with a few snow flurries. And Low or a high of about 28 degrees with a low around 15. Varying reports as far as accumulations are concerned, from a dusting to 1 to 3 inches. So it all depends on how this times out. Tomorrow we're going to go back into the deep freeze for a few days with partly sunny skies and a high of 27, a low of 4. Saturday, sunny skies, continued cold with a high of 26 and a low of 5. And Sunday, it'll be mostly sunny with a high of 33 degrees and a low of 25. But it does look like temperatures could reach the mid-40s by the middle of next week. A current check of the financial market shows the Dow is currently down 3.95 to 18,220.77. That's record territory. The NASDAQ up 15.58 to 4982.72. S&P 500 down 1.14 to 2112.72. Oil is down $1.51 to $49.48 per barrel. And gold is up $8.60 to $1,210.10 per ounce. Well, as I mentioned in the preview, I think we have to take a few minutes, and we've talked a lot on the show about racing and other things, motorsports related, but I do want to really come down hard on NASCAR this past weekend for not having safer barriers around the walls at all tracks. Now, safer barriers were invented after the death of Dale Earnhardt 14 years ago, and these are a shock-absorbing system on the outer walls of most tracks and in some inner walls, but the drivers have been calling for years for every single wall to be reinforced with a safer barrier as an energy-absorbing way to minimize the impacts. Well, this weekend during the Xfinity Series race, veteran driver Kyle Busch, who is a star in the Sprint Cup Series, had a terrible accident. It looked innocent enough until you saw his car just shoot out to the infield and skipped across some pavement, hit grass, more pavement, and then went headfirst into the wall in an area where there are no safer barriers. And as a result, Kyle Busch suffered a compound fracture of his broken leg and a broken left foot. He had surgery immediately following down in Daytona Beach on the leg. They stabilized that, and then yesterday he had successful surgery on his left foot. But it's going to take months of rehab to get him back in a position where he'll be able to get back into a race car. And if you remember Tony Stewart about 2 years ago, having his car in a sprint cup in a sprint car race where he broke both bones in his lower leg, just at this point in time in 2014 and 14 years after the death of Dale Earnhardt, no reason in the world when NASCAR gets a $2 billion television contract, absolutely no reason in the world why safer barriers aren't on all exposed walls in and around all racetracks. And many fans, many commentators have all said, the same thing, that this needs to happen. And credit to Joey Chitwood, who's the president of Daytona International Speedway. He is taking remedies now so that by the July race, there will be safer barriers everywhere. But this needs to happen at all tracks so that no other top-level tier drivers are injured again. Now, over the past couple of weeks, I've been talking about the Girl Scouts. And as many of you know, although nobody has sent me any free samples yet, my favorite cookie in the world is the Girl Scout trefoil cookie, the shortbread cookie. And last week there was terrible news that because Thin Mints were delayed in production, that the whole delivery of Girl Scout cookies was going to be delayed, meaning that my trefoils are now going to be a week to 2 weeks delayed. And I mentioned that a friend of mine's daughter, Paige, commandeers his cell phone, and she'll start texting everybody in his contact list asking if they want Girl Scout cookies, and I immediately reply saying yes, three boxes of trefoils. I don't look at her as Girl Scout anymore. I look at her as my dealer of Girl Scout cookies. Last week I talked about a girl who had commandeered her mother's Facebook page and LinkedIn account to do the same exact thing. So now they were going into social media, and then I saw a story on NBC Nightly News over the weekend of some very enterprising Girl Scouts in Minnesota, where they had loaded up their sled full of Girl Scout cookies. And in Minnesota and Wisconsin, one of the things that people do is they wait for the lakes to freeze, and then they drag these sheds and huts out onto the ice, and they'll do ice fishing. And they're very unique in that they have heaters in them. They have satellite TV in them. One thing they may not have are some good old-fashioned Girl Scout cookies, and these girls were walking from shed to shed on the lake, and they were selling tons of Girl Scout cookies. So I think the Girl Scouts, whether it's the individual Scouts or Girl Scouts of America, you know, getting these girls to take such an entrepreneurial spirit, I think they got it right. And I think when we go to hire more people at Crown Trophy of Flemington, I'm going to have to ask them if they've ever been a Girl Scout, because with that kind of entrepreneurial spirit, I think we could only be successful. Well, let's get into today's program. The other teaser that I put out there was that we do have a guest in studio today, and that is the general manager of the Beaverbrook Country Club, located in Annandale, New Jersey, Mr. Ian Church. So, Ian, first of all, welcome to Taking Care of Business. Glad to have you with us.
Yes, thank you very much, Jim. I'm glad to be here.
And as you can see, he is not a Beatle. That is his best imitation of a Brooklyn restaurant. But, you know, I've met Ian a couple of years ago, and he had reached out to me and said, hey, is there any chance that you can, you know, have me on your program? And as I always say, you know, we're always looking for guests. And I thought it would be a great idea. And then I looked at the thermometer, and yesterday it was 7 degrees below zero when I got into the truck. And there's this ice pack on my lawn that's about 12 inches thick. And I'm wondering if people are going to understand why are we talking about golf here towards the end of February. But you made a good point out in the lobby there that it's about that time when people get that feeling, that itchy feeling like it's time to take the clubs out. We can't wait for the warm up, you know, maybe to 32 degrees so we can go to the driving range. But let's talk a little bit. Why don't you give us a little history of the Beaverbrook Country Club and what amenities you have there?
Well, Beaverbrook Country Club is owned by a company called American Golf Corporation. American Golf Corporation has been in existence since the late 60s. At one time, it was the world's largest operator of golf courses in the U.S. It had also courses in Japan, Australia, and the U.K. It took over Beaverbrook, bought Beaverbrook in the year 2000, and in the last 14 years has operated that through really difficult times. The golf business has, since the year 2000, been in a little bit of a rough spot. There's obviously been some macroeconomic challenges, but generally across the board, it doesn't go unnoticed. Every day I pass a golf club, for example, on the Garden State Parkway, Bam Hollow, that closed a couple of years ago, and most people understand that we compete not only with other golf courses, we compete with leisure pursuits from everybody, including Six Flags and restaurants and even the Broadway theaters in New York. We compete with everybody for the share of the wallet from the family. And in a time when increasing spend and influence is being exerted on family budgets from the woman of the house, who oftentimes also works herself, gone are those days where the men can just simply go to the golf course at the weekends and leave wife and family.
The old Leave It to Beaver days. Now, last year, Beaverbrook had some great financial success, seeing a 30% growth in the food and beverage department, an increase in rounds by 9%, and overall growth in revenue by 15%. And the catalyst, as it's been described on the American Golf blog, has been that your team basically rediscovered its purpose. Can you lead us into what was meant by that?
Yeah, I hear a lot of stories, and I think this is probably true of most industries, of gloom and doom and customers not being able to spend as much as perhaps they were, the corporate dollar going out of entertainment. But to be quite honest, it's like standing on the moon and looking back at the Earth. You know, when you look at the Earth, it's blue and white. But nowhere I stand in New Jersey, except maybe at the shore, is it really blue. And it's only white when there's snow on the ground. It's normally gray or brown or green where I stand. And I think that the attitude that I've brought to the club and we have as a team at Beaverbrook is that, there are going to be some winners and there are going to be some losers. And in general, it's difficult, but we have to compete better. And just like at the Olympic Games, even at the height of international competition, there's always going to be a gold, silver, and bronze medal winner. And if we want to be one of those three, then we have to compete better, train harder, work well as a team, and come up with new innovative ideas, not just sitting on our hands and waiting for the customers to come to us. So that was really, I think, a big change for the team. When I came on board, I found that the team really were excellent people. But I've learned that really leadership is a key thing that any team needs. And the leadership that I've brought has really been to say, let's not look at our corporate office to come up with the good ideas. Let's not look at the marketplace to resurge in terms of its golf appetite. Let's not look at the weather to be favorable for us to be successful. Let's control the things we can control. Let's work very hard on those. Let's deliver a great service and experience when customers come to the course. And let's really knock the ball out of the ballpark.
Very good. We're talking with Ian Church, who's the general manager of the Beaverbrook Country Club. We're going to step away for a quick break because we do have a lot to talk about. There are a lot of services at Beaverbrook, and I want to get into all of that with Ian. So we're going to take our first break, and we'll be right back. You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntingtonChamberRadio.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hello, this is psychic medium Trish Woods with the program Afterlife Real Life that airs every Thursday from 1 to 3 p.m. My co-host is psychic medium Jane Davidson from the United Kingdom. We have listeners and callers from all over the world. We're looking forward to hearing what you want to know about with metaphysics, spirituality, personal spirit experiences, psychic work, and more. From 1 to 3 p.m. every Thursday, you can call in or tune in, asking Jane and I your questions, your personal ideas, and maybe getting help with your own personal life. Afterlife Real Life, every Thursday, 1 to 3 p.m.
Home Instead Senior Care. It's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at www.homeinstead.com/325.
You've got a friend.
Hi, this is Joe Peters at Weikert Realtors. If you are considering buying or selling a house this year, you have probably already gathered a lot of information. In a way, that is a little like taking a drink of water out of a fire hose in that you're no longer thirsty, and at the same time are a little overwhelmed by all of the information that you have found. This is where I can be of help. As a local real estate market specialist, I can help you by understanding your objectives, showing you how to assemble that information that you've already found, supplementing it with highly accurate and timely data that I have access to, and assisting you in developing a strategy to turn your objectives into reality. Let's start by spending a few minutes over the telephone. Please give me a call at 908-238-0118 to get that process started. If you are considering buying or selling a house this year, we should be talking now. Once again, this is Joe Peters at Weikert Realtors at 908-238-0118. And you could also visit my site at my first initial J, my last name, Peters.com.
Do you need a great sign to promote your business or organization? Signs by Crown of Flemington is your local professional sign shop and can provide you with high-quality banners, lawn signs, vehicle graphics, pop-up displays, window graphics, wall lettering, magnets, and much more. Signs by Crown can help you with the design, layout, creation, and installation of your signs. Signs by Crown is located inside Crown Trophy at 33 Rayville Avenue in Flemington. Remember, if you have something to say, say it with a sign from Signs by Crown.
Business. It's all mine. Taking care of business and working overtime.
all you lucky W, you're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on 100inChamberRadio.com. I'm your host, Jim Gano, and joining me today in the studio is the general manager of the Beaverbrook, the beautiful Beaverbrook Country Club, Ian Church. And that's the one thing that I notice when you drive up that long driveway in Annandale is just when you are met with the clubhouse. First of all, as you're driving along and you see the greens that kind of, or the fairways that line the drive, and then when you get to the clubhouse, just a beautiful facility. So I've always been impressed, and I'm sad to say that although my son has played there many times, I have never played Beaverbrook, and I'm not sure they would want me to for fear of, you know, hitting other people's houses. But you know, it just looks like a great course, and you've definitely done a lot of upkeep and improvements over the years on some of the holes. As we were talking about the blog, the article on the blog, I wanted you to kind of get into the inspiration for going back. You made an interesting point in the first part of the program where you weren't going to wait for customers. You were going to go out and find them. And I know that you and I have talked in the past about sharing information with other golf courses to fill tee times, you know, regardless of whether or not a member or someone comes in and says, I want to play golf at 10 o'clock or something like that. If nobody shows, that's a lost opportunity, you know, whether it's the 6 minutes or whatever the release time is. So can you describe that program? Is that still working out for you? And how is it that you're able to fill as many tee times as you can during the day?
Well, you're absolutely right. I mean, every 9 minutes we have four opportunities to sell a tee time. But when we look at the marketplace, we really are in a type of commodity situation. So we have times of high demand and relatively limited supply. Those would be Saturday, Sunday mornings. And then we have other times, which is a lot of supply and not very much demand. And those are particularly weekday afternoons. So as in any commodity-driven environment and market, prices go up and down. And price is definitely something that we have to look at and compete with across the board. We have, obviously, competitors that are more expensive than us and some that are less expensive. So most people don't really want to drive past too many golf courses to get to another golf course. So
right.
Our footprint is fairly limited, but I would say that Beaverbrook is in a very convenient situation. I-78 and the 31 intersect where we actually are, and it gives us a great facility to be able to market not just to that 18-hole person that's wanting to come out and play, but also particularly outings, fundraisers, pretty much between Washington and Flemington and Allentown and Staten Island. We have great access to the course, very easy to find. And we have a great layout. We have a good facility where people can come, and if they've got a fundraiser that they want to raise money for a very good cause, then we have a great facility to be able to not only host them on the golf course and feed them some good food, but to have an auction, silent auction, tricky trays. We have many, many outings, and we're really happy to help Hunted and Hospice, Wounded Warrior, Sons of St. Patrick, all of the local charities know of Beaverbrook, and they're very happy with what we do, and we've got a great facility to be able to deliver it.
Excellent. And you know, as we go through the program, I do want to repeat this number several times, but if you do have any inquiries for the folks at Beaverbrook, you can call 908-735-4200. We'll give that number a few times during the program, 908-735-4200. And again, you know, Ian makes a great point, whether it's an outing for a charity, for a business, or something like that. Give them a call because it's a beautiful facility up there. I've been to many functions there, so the food is awesome. You know, the banquet room is beautiful. The staff is always very friendly and very professional. But let's talk a little bit about, you have something coming up this Sunday, the a bridal show, and this may be something that when the average listener is thinking, well, Jim, I thought we were going to be talking about golf. There's a lot more to it because your facility, you know, can do so many different things. But let's talk about the bridal show and what people who, whether they already have many of their plans set or maybe just got engaged, could benefit from visiting this.
Yeah, well, when Beaverbrook a few years ago was struggling as a private club, The business decided to change it into a semi-private facility. What that means is that we sell tee times to the general public, and we also have memberships. So if you want to come and play golf all year round for a very, very good fee, it's only $1,300 a year, including cart, you can become a member and play as many times as you like during the year, Monday through Friday and after 11 a.m. on Saturdays and Sundays. We have a pool, and we have many families that enjoy the pool between Memorial Day and Labor Day. And the pool for a family is less than $1,000 for the whole year. And we have poolside service, and it's really convenient. It's a very country club type of feel. But essentially, we have a pool membership, we have a golf course, and we have a banquet hall. We don't have a private membership anymore that we have to accommodate to on Friday, Saturday evenings. And so the banquet hall is available for either private functions or professional functions. Typically, weddings, bar mitzvahs, sweet 16s, wedding anniversaries, high school, sports clubs, celebrations, fundraisers. Last year we had Anderson House come out and do their spring fundraiser, and I think they raised $35,000-$40,000. And then for professional events, we often hold seminars, presentations. Yesterday the ELC, the Chamber of Commerce, came and had their presentation. Sales events, customer events. So focusing on this weekend, we are in that time of the year when following Christmas and the New Year holiday, a lot of people announce that they're going to get married, and they're looking for places to get married, and they're looking for other vendors to help them to fill out the wedding with flowers and cakes and linens and dresses and you name it. It's a big business. So this weekend is one of the two times per year. The first weekend of March, we have our wedding show weekend across 35 country clubs that American Golf owns across the country. On Sunday from 12 till 3, we will be hosting a number of vendors, local vendors who will be able to show you what they can do to make your wedding that very special day that you want it to be. We'll obviously be showing a little bit of our food and the facility. For those people who have already booked a facility, it's still a great show to come to. We're giving away a whole load of prizes. We're not in the wedding show business. Mm-hmm. We are in the facility business. So every one of those vendors is not paying us to be at the show. And instead, we've asked them to actually donate a prize in the order of $200 to $250 in value. And so when you arrive as a bride, you'll get a helium balloon with a little prize inside. And it will be from one of the vendors, maybe from us, maybe from one of the others. So it's a great event. We like to be part of the Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce environment. And, you know, partnerships are very important because everything has to come together on the day. And we're not in the finger-pointing business. You know, we take the responsibility to make sure that we know when the DJ is going to be arriving, when the wedding planner is going to be setting things up, when the cake's arriving, where the cake's going to be, what the cake is. You know, we really are a professional banquet facility, so we're not just a golf club, and we take pride in that. We've got our chef is nominated for the Hunterdon Happening Award chef, and our facility is also nominated for the wedding venue for Hunterdon County. So
excellent.
Yeah,
well, that's awesome. And you know, I know we talked about in the beginning how the economy has kind of had an impact on leisure activities and on leisure spending. And in automobile racing, there used to be the old expression, you know, win on Sunday, buy on Monday. So if a Chevrolet won on Sunday, then the showrooms, the Chevrolet dealers, everybody had to have that particular car. Do you think there's any relation in professional sports as it pertains to the golf? You know, we've started to see the decline of Tiger Woods' career, and nobody else other than maybe Rory McIlroy just winning everything. But do you see that as the interest in or in the success of Tiger wanes, that it has an effect on the industry as a whole?
Well, I've got another great racing expression. It was from a racing driver. I think it was Fernando Fernandino, or it was an Italian racing driver in the 1920s. And his expression was, he was asked what it took for him to win. And he said, well, it takes a lot of, I need to be scared when I'm going around the corner. If I'm not scared, then my foot's not hard enough down on the floor. And I think that in many ways, golf has not had its foot down hard enough on the floor. It's not been as entertaining. It hasn't changed it very much. There's a lot of people who are trying to change the game, make it a nine-hole sport, make it a little bit more exciting. And there's been a lot of resistance to that. The tour is still very different when it pertains to how regular people play the game. And a lot of the rules are very sort of archaic. Archaic in as much as, you know, in the tour, you never will find your ball in a footprint in a bunker. Why? Because there's three people who are going to rake the bunker after it's just been done. Mm-hmm. On a public golf course, that's very different. So why not allow people who are trying to go out and ultimately enjoy themselves, they're not trying to earn any money or win anything on the tour, to be able to have a different rule? Because the guy in front just happened to be in a hurry or forgetful or, you know, just not of the opinion that he should do that. Why mm-hmm. should I be penalized? So I think in many ways, golf itself has to figure out a way to be more entertaining, more exciting, and more inclusive. I think the thing that raised a lot of hope when Tiger came on the scene was that it wasn't going to be a fat old white man's sport like it always been. And unfortunately, to a great extent, it still remains that. And there's not enough women playing the game. There's not enough minorities playing the game. And, you know, I really think that's sad. I think that's a lost opportunity. And we need to figure out a way to make people feel comfortable and feel valuable and not just, well, you know, this is the wrong place for me. Because mm-hmm. A lot of people drive up the driveways of private members' clubs and clubs like Beaverbrook, and they feel intimidated. They feel like, I'm wearing jeans. Are they going to kick me off the course? Or am I going to get beaten up because I'm not behaving properly? This doesn't happen when we go out to eat. It doesn't happen when we go to Six Flags. So we need to really figure out a way to make the game much more enjoyable for everybody.
It's interesting when you say that, because I drive a 7-year-old pickup truck, and then when I go to golf and I'm looking at all the other cars and the emblems on the hoods, I'm like, boy, you know, I'm there for the fun and I enjoy the sport. What about junior golf? Does Beaverbrook do anything with any of the junior golf programs not so much to create the next Tiger Woods, but at least to expose it to the younger generation?
Absolutely. When I first arrived, we had one junior play in the Junior Club Championship in 2013, and so that's going to change. I had been a volunteer for the first tee chapter in Monmouth and Ocean County, where I live, and I am actually an associate board member of the Raritan Valley chapter. So I reached out to Mark McCabe, who's the program director there, and said, look, we definitely need to do something in Hunterdon County. And we started in 2014 in the spring. We had 8 children on Tuesday afternoons and 8 on Thursdays. It then became full on Tuesdays and Thursdays, and this year in the fall. And this year in the spring, we have a waiting list again. So we're actually talking. I met with Mark and Tom yesterday, the coach that does the lessons at Beaverbrook, as to whether or not we could maybe add a second lesson on Tuesdays or even expand it to Mondays and Wednesdays. It's definitely something that we have to take a long-term approach to. It's like a tree. You know, you're not going to get a big tree unless you plant an acorn.
Exactly.
And we're not going to get, you know, enthusiastic golfers who feel that this is a sport they can play for life and enjoy for their life unless we start early.
One of the things that I've noticed, and I know I got a little bit of heat from it when my kids were growing up, but I would, after my playing career, I would not let my kids play football. You know, too many concussions, too many broken bones, and too much healing and recuperating time. So I just said, you know what, you can do anything you want, but I don't want you to play football. And my mother, you know, didn't talk to me for about 3 years. But, you know, they did what they wanted, and one went on to a very successful golf career in high school and college. The other one has enjoyed success on the go-kart track. Both of them, you know, race go-karts, and there's danger in that, not so much on the golf side. But this is a sport that I think with proper instruction and motivation, almost anybody can play. You don't have to be the biggest. You don't have to be the strongest. But when you learn and you have the good equipment, you know, you can definitely play, whether it's just for enjoyment or because you want to play in a couple of tournaments or something like that. I think you can definitely have a good time with it.
Well, I definitely agree. I think that there's a few sports that, you know, when you learn as a youngster, you can really go through the whole of your life enjoying. And those are riding, scuba diving, skiing, and golf. And, you know, there's probably one for each season of the year there. And I feel that one of the things that the first tee does, especially for young people, is teach them life learning skills and good habits through the game of golf. Golf doesn't teach you how to be a great person and how to treat others with respect and dignity. But it can be used as a mechanism to do that. And that's the great thing about the program that the First Tee has. They're in line with the PGA, and it's a national program. And I'm very honored to be part of that. It's a great thing to see young kids, even if they don't decide to take it on further through their life. I mean, soccer's a great game too. But the problem with soccer and football and baseball and all these other big sports is by the time you get to 30, or certainly our age, it's well and truly done. Unfortunately, you know, with people living to 85, 90 years old, we should be finding things that we can do throughout the whole of our life. So golf is excellent for that.
That was the one thing I enjoyed. I used to visit my parents in Florida, and we would go golfing, and we'd get paired up with somebody, and this could be an 85-year-old gentleman, but invariably, he may not have the most powerful swing, but he was always dead center in the middle of the fairway while I'm in the woods looking for a ball.
Well, that's just like business, isn't it? No big idea is going to get you 250 yards down the middle of the fairway. The guy that's plodding along and being very persistent and tenacious and not really overambitious and a little bit humble, he's the guy that you've always got to be careful of. He's going to beat you.
Excellent. We're with Ian Church, the general manager of the Beaverbrook Country Club, and a lot of additions, renovations have gone on over at Beaverbrook with the facility. So you've renovated the ballroom, the bar, the pool. Let's talk about some of the capital improvements you've made up there that might entice somebody to want to come in and check out your facility.
Well, firstly, on an ongoing basis, we are, some people would call it embarking on a tree removal program. I would call it a weed removal program. Our weeds are 40 feet high and have trunks the size of trees. The golf course is nearly 50 years old, and when it was built, there were very few trees on that land. It was farmland before, and there were no houses to speak of. And so over the years, unfortunately, the trees have sort of encroached on areas of play. And one of the great things about Beaverbrook is that it is a tree-lined golf course. But as those trees get bigger and they encroach upon the playable space, it becomes sometimes quite impossible to play the hole the way the original architect designed it. So we are now, John Knoll, the superintendent, and myself, embarking on a multi-year program of making the course more enjoyable. You know, we don't have to have it set up for the U.S. Open with the rough 4 inches high and very narrow target zones. It's a leisure pursuit for the people that come, and they want to come and enjoy. And invariably, when you hit a 79 and not an 84, you're going to enjoy it more.
Absolutely.
And that's an ongoing process. There's not a lot of money in that. It's a lot of time and effort. John's very good with his team in taking down as many trees as we can. We are embarking on a multi-year project for sprinkler heads. Those have to be renewed pretty consistently throughout the whole of their life. Our bunkers need to be completely renovated and renewed. They were never really built properly. We are on a clay base, so that the water goes nowhere, especially mm-hmm. if you dig a hole and put some sand in it. The water just stays there. So we need to do a lot of drainage. And I've been hearing good things from my management that's something that we either we'll start with this year or maybe even complete very, very soon. And a lot of the work that we have is about attending to details. You know, we're in the hospitality business. Hospitality is a word that comes from the same word as hospice. It means care. That Christian concept of bringing a guest in and caring for them. And our hospitality business, whether that be golf or the pool or the banquet, really is about accepting, acknowledging people as they come through the door, look at them in the eye, smile, be glad that they're there, embrace them emotionally, make them feel welcome and warm, and that we are actually happy to see them, and then serve them some pretty decent food. I think it was Danny Meyer, very famous restaurateur from New York, who wrote Setting the Table, and he talked about that model. Mm-hmm. Drawn from his experience or his hypothesis that as a very, very young newborn child, these are the four gifts that you'll get from your mother. She'll look at your eyes, she'll smile, she'll embrace you, and serve you some pretty decent food. We can't compete with that pretty decent food, but we do as much as we can.
When you started the process of not so much, I've always enjoyed, you know, Beaverbrook, but there was some point where a decision was made that you had to get better. you know, and I think when we were talking outside, we mentioned that every business goes through it. You can be riding a great wave, and all of a sudden there's a little bit of a slump, and you say, okay, let's take a look at this from the outside in. And in the blog, you mentioned Simon Sinek's New York Times bestseller, Starting With Why, How Great Leaders Inspire Everyone to Take Action. How did that book translate to the staff? You know, did they all read it, or was it just you read it and basically came up with the framework and then communicated it to the staff?
Well, I've known the book for a few years, and every year I actually like to give my staff a book. And I gave them the Danny Meyer book 2 years ago. This year I gave them the Start With Why book from Simon Sinek. And really it's important for us as businesses to focus on why people come to our business, not what we give to them. I think very often we become very myopic in our view of, well, this is what I do. I make trophies, or we sell golf. But really that's not why people come. People come to your shop, for example, to celebrate success.
Mm-hmm.
And people come to the golf club to enjoy themselves and create memories, whether those be, you know, food-based memories or emotionally based ones. So I think that we as a hospitality business have to understand people don't come to play golf. They come to enjoy themselves and to enjoy their life, to enjoy their life with other people, share that with other people. Ultimately, the next book, actually, by Simon Sinek, which is one I'm reading right now. I don't read. I sort of listen to books now. I have a 1 hour commute from Red Bank to Clinton every day, and I listen to Audible. And the book I just finished was Leaders Eat Last, and that's a really good book by Simon Sinek. He talks about how human beings are pretty much addicted to chemicals, and these chemicals could be chemicals such as endorphins, dopamine, serotonin, and oxytocin. And I firmly believe we're in the oxytocin business. When you come and you enjoy, and you see how much we enjoy you coming to the golf club, whether that be for the pool or the food or the golf, you get a little bit of a dose of oxytocin. It makes you feel good. It makes you live longer. And really, you know, as a human being, I like the fact that I'm helping people to live longer and live, you know, a more enjoyment-based, fulfilled life. And that's what service is really all about.
Excellent. We're going to step away for a break. When we come back, we're going to wrap it up with Ian Church, who's the general manager of Beaverbrook Country Club. During the break, I'll find out what I haven't asked him that we should be talking about, and then we'll wrap it all up for the day here at around 1 o'clock. You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on 100inChamberRadio.com.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com. Mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Hi, this is Ruth Ann Disatel, celebrant officiant with Celebration of a Lifetime. When people ask me why I joined the Chamber, it's because I want to get to know you and what you're all about. And I want you to get to know me and what I'm all about. And together, I'd like to celebrate what we can do for Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Hi, this is Joe Peters at Weikert Realtors. If you are considering buying or selling a house this year, you have probably already gathered a lot of information. In a way, that is a little like taking a drink of water out of a fire hose, in that you're no longer thirsty, and at the same time are a little overwhelmed by all of the information that you have found. This is where I can be of help. As a local real estate market specialist, I can help you by understanding your objectives, showing you how to assemble that information that you've already found, supplementing it with highly accurate and timely data that I have access to, and assisting you in developing a strategy to turn your objectives into reality. Let's start by spending a few minutes over the telephone. Please give me a call at 908-238-0118 to get that process started. If you are considering buying or selling a house this year, we should be talking now.
Once again, this is Joe Peters at Weikert Realtors at 908-238-0118. And you could also visit my site at my first initial J, my last name, Peters.com.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HunterdonChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site, and we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntertonChamberRadio.com. I'm your host, Jim Gano, the owner of Crown Trophy here in Flemington, New Jersey. Glad you could join us and glad to have with us in the studio Ian Church, who's the general manager of the Beaverbrook Country Club. And we've been talking for the last 45 minutes about the club and various services that they provide in addition to golf, from catering to hosting weddings and bar mitzvahs and other social events, business meetings, etc., golf outings. So I think you already mentioned, well, let's remind everybody that this Sunday at Beaverbrook from 12 to 3 is the wedding showcase. So whether you're someone who is recently engaged, already has their wedding pretty much planned out, maybe you're a young couple that's thinking, well, maybe this is the guy or this is the girl, and that someday down the road there's a wedding in your future, it would be a good idea for you to head over to the Beaverbrook Country Club. Do they have to pre-register for this or just show up?
You can pre-register on our Facebook page, or I think you have to text WSW to a text number. I'll get that details for you. But no, they can turn up without registering. Okay. And it's not just for brides and grooms. It can also be the entourage. We expect you know, mother of the bride or father of the groom to be coming as well. So it's for everybody. We hope everybody has a good time.
Excellent. Now, as far as I know, my children are not, you know, in that target right now of getting married. But you said there's some wedding cakes going to be there. Do you need any tasters? I mean, I'm willing to volunteer.
I'm sure there'll be a lot of. We have an ice sculptor that's going to be making an ice sculpture during the show. There'll definitely be some bakeries and another giveaway. So it's going to be a nice time. It's something where. Yeah, the business of selling a wedding is really quite nerve-wracking for some people.
I wanted to get into that with you as far as, like, once they've made up their mind, they're going to start visiting. I remember when I got married, and this goes back 29 years, we were going every Saturday night to see a different band or something like that. We went to three or four different catering halls. But walk us through the process. The mother and father of the bride call you up and say, my daughter just got engaged. We'd like to see your facilities. What happens when they walk through the doors?
Well, we have a private event sales director, Rebecca, and a coordinator, Carrie, who are very, very good at being able to put people at ease. It's a very stressful time when you decide that you're going to get married, not only whether or not you've chosen the right person, but whether you're going to choose the right partners to go with you through this whole process. And really, the wedding is not a one-day thing. It's a very stressful period of time. And we find that most people obviously are looking for a venue first. Everything sort of centers around the venue first, and then everything can be slotted in to the venue after you've established that. So we're in a very good position to be able to refer to local businesses in Hunterdon County, and we do that a lot. We have a preferred vendor list and leave it up to the customers to then decide, okay, well, they suggested these three or four DJs, florists, jeweler shops. You know, there's a whole bunch of different approaches, but generally Rebecca and Carrie are very focused on making sure that they know that we are going to take up a lot of the heavy lifting for the event, and that includes the planning for the event. We go through every single detail, when the food's going to be delivered, what the food is going to be, how it's going to be served, how the room's going to be set up, what the agenda for the day is, so that we completely know, as if it was our own wedding, what the agenda for the day is and how it's all going to come together. We have a great set of people, Greg and Debbie, who are the maitre d's, who make sure on the night that the staff is attending to everything that's on the plan. We have a weekly meeting every week. I'm involved in that as well, to make sure that we're looking ahead and predicting problems. It's very often the difference between being an amateur type of organization and a professional is really about preventing yourselves from even making the amateur mistakes. Amateurs make mistakes and then they try to fix them. Professionals don't make the mistakes in the first place. So that's what we really try very hard to get ourselves in a discipline every single time. You know, when it comes to a wedding, there's only one chance. And you know, we don't want to be the people who spoil the wedding.
I always tell, you know, my staff, don't think about what the contract is worth. Don't even look at the invoice. All I care about is that you've put your best product out there, because it's the end user, it's the end recipient in the instance of, say, trophies. If this is the 5-year-old kid getting his first T-ball trophy, that has to be perfect, because that's going to be the one he remembers forever. He may win 20 more, but you know, that's going to be the one that always matters most. And same thing on a wedding day. So just as it's stressful for the bride and the groom and the mothers and the fathers, I think it's equally stressful based on all the moving parts that you have and making sure that it all comes together, you know, at the right time.
It is, but you know, at the end of the day, when people come and if you go on Wedding Wire, you can see just tons and tons of 5-star reviews that we've had. It's really satisfying to know that we've helped people to celebrate their coming together, that the family's becoming one family, and that's what hospitality is all about. We get a great kick out of that. I think that it's really about showing people we care. Hospitality is about care. Hospice is about care. And I'm not saying that any of us in the hospitality industry are perfect, but everybody can understand that maybe a little bit of a mistake can be made here or there. When you care enough to make it right and to rectify the mistake, or to, you know, in somehow make it good, then people can forgive you. It's when you don't see that somebody cares, when that waiter comes and just says, well, here it is, or you know, you start to complain, not because of the one or two things, but the third and the fourth thing, and the general manager comes out and palms you off or gives you a $5 certificate. That's when you know that the people don't care, and that really frustrates me as a customer. And I think it's all about, you know, treating others how we would like to be treated when we're customers.
Excellent. We have a few minutes. Let's talk about your background. How did you get into this industry, the business, and what brings you, you know, from Brooklyn all the way out here?
Well, I tell everybody I'm from East Jersey, very East Jersey. I was born in the UK. I graduated with an engineering degree in communications engineering. That's electronics with an emphasis on TV, radio, communications. And I'd been playing golf all my life. I got to a stage where I was working for Hewlett-Packard in the European Marketing Organization for Laser Jet Printers, and I was 35, and I was offered the opportunity to take voluntary redundancy. I'd been working for HP for 12 years, and I'd always wanted to get into the golf business. I'd always seen the golf business as being run by very successful business people, but in a very non-successful way. And I had a lot of transferable skills. I had, in the meantime, I'd studied for a master's degree in marketing. And I then met the woman of my dreams. I came to the US and decided to leave HP. And I transferred. American Golf was the only company that I wanted to work for. So I went down to Texas and started in the golf business. I was a general manager, of course, down there. But unfortunately, during that very brief time, about a year and a half, a company called Goldman Sachs took over the business, and they did their classic Goldman Sachs thing and sold a lot of courses. I was at the receiving end of that down in Texas. I got transferred back to the UK because American Golf owned some courses over there. But then a year and a half after that, Goldman Sachs decided to sell the whole thing in the UK. So left, obviously, American Golf at that time, and did a few private members things in a resort down in Portugal, but then decided that the golf business is really an American-run business. We wanted to come back to the U.S. I found out that this wasn't the woman of my dreams, so we decided to split up and found another woman of my dreams, and I'm with her now. So we have a child together. I have two kids. And, I really do enjoy the club business. I enjoy,
excellent.
You know, I don't play. Anybody in the golf business will tell you they don't play as much as they used to. But I get my kicks now out of people who come into the office and say, hey, I really want you to know I had the best day that I've ever had. Because I know how that feels. And I know excellent. How appreciative I've been and how much we struggle to achieve that every day.
Very good. It's I've enjoyed our conversations whenever we've had our interactions, and I know that I think Brian up there has been in our store a few times. We had a booth at the golf show last year, and it was good to see all of what's happening in the industry, from equipment changes to apparel, and some of it is just out there. You wouldn't expect to see this on a golf course kind of thing, but the loud pants and things like that. But it's I think that you brought up a point before, keeping the game fun, and maybe changing some of the archaic rules could bring back some of the golfers. So currently 12:57. So I do want to encourage everybody that if you do have an interest in either golf, to please give Ian a call over at the Beaverbrook Golf Club, and make sure that you call 908-735-4200. That's the number to get in touch with Beaverbrook, and that'll get you information on daily fees, on memberships, and then they'll get you in touch with the right people should you have catering needs, golf outing needs. And don't forget the bridal showcase or the wedding showcase this weekend on Sunday from 12 to 3. Ian, thank you very much for joining me here today. I appreciate it.
Jim, thank you very much. And for those guys that are listening to the show, it's the New Jersey Golf Show this weekend. So if you want to do something more golf-related, then I might see you there.
It seems like it's always the coldest weekend of the year for the golf show. But, you brought it up before when you said this is the time of year when people start itching. Like, it's time to clean the clubs, get the shoes ready, and get ready. Because hopefully in just a few weeks, maybe the sun will actually come out and melt off some of this snow and we'll be able to play again.
That would be nice.
In sports, taking a look at Major League Baseball, pitchers and catchers have reported the spring training last week. The rest of the players will be reporting daily. In golf, Davis Love III has been named the captain of the 2016 Ryder Cup team. Tiger Woods will not be playing in the Honda Classic this week. In the NCAA basketball, AP Top 10 shakes out like this. Kentucky holds the top spot, followed by Virginia, Gonzaga, Duke, and Wisconsin, and Villanova, Arizona, Kansas, Notre Dame, and Northern Iowa, a new team to the top 10. Round out the top 10. In NASCAR news, Joey Logano won the 57th Daytona 500 last Sunday. This week, the teams are in Atlanta, hopefully to get that race in, despite bad weather forecasts. Kyle Busch underwent successful surgery on his left ankle yesterday in Charlotte and is due for a rather lengthy recovery. Well, once again, I'm your host, Jim Gano. Again, thanks to Ian Church for joining me today here in the studio. This has been another edition of Taking Care of Business. As always, it's been my pleasure joining you. And I always end the show with some great advice I got from my father when I was just 6 years old that guides me in my personal and professional life every day. And maybe you can use it in your lives as well, when he said, never let it rest until your good is better and your better is best. If you have ideas for upcoming programming topics or guests, email me at trophyjim@yahoo.com, or you can connect with me on LinkedIn, on Twitter at JimGano83, or on Facebook. I'll talk to you again next week for another edition of Taking Care of Business. Make it a productive week, everybody.
The news is sponsored by Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc.
In America, we believe in a future that is better than today. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has been working hard for their clients' futures, never taking a bailout, helping generations achieve dreams, buy homes, put their kids through college, retire how they want to. Today, Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. They are ready to help you feel more confident about your financial future. Put the strength of a global financial leader to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton, Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you achieve your dreams and goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. That's 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated. Member FINRA and SIPC.
USA Radio News. I'm Kelly Sloan. Two suspects accused of trying to join the terror group ISIS in Syria and a third man helping them now face